From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. It's travel night, so that means Linda Perillo is back at the table, as I have a very esteemed and honored different co-host every night, and so thankful that Linda is here. And Linda, I can't think of a crummier day than what we had today in terms of weather-wise to think about when you're talking about it being March 14th. Like, you know, my daughter turned 8 on March 2nd, and for all of her 8 birthdays, she has never once had a nice weather birthday. And, you know, she got roller skates this year. She was like, Dad, can I go out? And like, no, because it's nasty outside. We're not going to. So she's been rolling them around inside the house, you know, driving people crazy since then. But anyway, we do have what appears to be a late winter snowstorm sweeping into the Northeast. And I thought it would be great to get our good friend Janice Dean from the Fox News Weather Center back with us. Normally, the Fox News Medical All-Stars are with us on wellness nights on Wednesdays, but it's fun to have Janice back. And Janice, I guess for you and me, it's fun for once not to be talking about terrible COVID things and, you know, terrible leadership in the state of New York and stuff. We'll set all that stuff to the side tonight and ask you about the day job. Welcome back. What does the weather look like over the next couple of days?
Well, we have this coastal storm, a nor'easter, where we have this area of low pressure that's come off the coast, and it has been strengthening all day with totals in the feet across the mountains of upstate New York and New England. The forecasters got it right. We knew that New York City wasn't necessarily going to be the jackpot of the snow. You have to go north and sometimes west to get the big snow total. So if you like the snow, you can definitely head more north. New England, also Connecticut, Massachusetts, they're definitely plowable snow today.
So Janice, well, and I got to tell you, Kevin knows this. I really don't like the winter. I like the summer, but I love a good blizzard. Okay. And I'm very disappointed in this storm today. It's a bit of a bust for me.
I get it. Millions of kids across the tri-state area are mad at me tonight because I did not deliver a snow day, including my own kids. They're like, Mom, we've had 2 inches of snow. Well, a little bit more than that on Long Island. In total this year, we're actually into a huge snow deficit in New York. Typically around this time of year, we've already had at least 24 inches of snow on the ground during the winter season. And I don't think we've gotten to like 3 inches yet. So millions of kids, very disappointed in me, including my own children. I get it. I feel like every year I want to do a snow angel, and I have not yet accomplished that goal.
Well, even that little just burst of snow from about a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago, it was just a little bit that came across the tri-state that one night. And we got a call from the school district that night going, oh, we're going to be closed tomorrow because it was. And you wake up the next morning, and it was literally like an inch and a half. And you're like, they could have gone to school today. Like, I don't know. Yes. There's some level where you're like, I just assume them be in school every day, get it done, and then we can have summer when it arrives here. But the kids definitely were thrilled about it. But it's just been a big bust. What are we seeing, Janice? Is the Earth rotating differently? What's going on? It's not global warming, is it?
You know, whenever people present me with that argument of climate change, listen, there is absolutely things going on in the atmosphere like it has been happening for millions of years. But we can't even get a 5-day forecast right. So how are we supposed to know what's going to happen in like 2 months from now? So whenever people ask me like, oh, it's been a not so great winter season for skiing, what's hurricane season going to be like? I always say, listen, we can't even get a 5-day forecast right. So I'll be lying to you if I gave you an estimation.
Yeah. Well, don't you remember what they said about Maria Von Trapp when she was Fräulein Maria? Unpredictable as weather, because weather is unpredictable. And Janice, you got the best job because nobody can really be mad at you ever.
No.
I love it.
Well, you'd be surprised. I've gotten some interesting emails and tweets over the years. So
really? Because it's your fault.
But to that degree, I will say this, because I remember when I was a kid, my parents always watched the ABC affiliate in Dallas where I grew up. And there was this one weather guy that was on there, Troy something or other, and he just every night they would stay up to see his forecast. And he was only right about 50% of the time for the next day. Janice, I will say this, in your industry, which is far beyond just weather prognosticators on television, you know, every pilot, their degree, if you get to fly an airplane, every pilot's degree is in meteorology. There have been some really dramatic technical improvements, and you guys do get a lot more right than you ever have before.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking at forecasting 50 years ago from what we can do now, especially when it comes to hurricane season, much better technology, much better computer models that help us come to a consensus when it comes to forecasting. But again, it is not an exact science. And although the 3-day forecast certainly has gotten better now than, say, 20 years ago, you know, there still is a margin of error. And, you know, snow forecasting is probably one of the hardest things to do when it comes to, you know, how much water is in the atmosphere and what that line is going to be between rain, sleet, freezing rain and snow. That's why New York City is always really tough to call, because we're right on that rain snow line and the moisture coming off the Atlantic and, you know, the temperatures and the different layers of the atmosphere. So, you know, it looks easy, but it's not.
Well, I remember when. Go ahead, Linda.
No. I was just going to say, Kev. I was going to say, I remember when I was younger, right? Much younger. We would get these massive snowstorms, these big dumps in the wintertime. I mean, you were guaranteed 4 or 5 snows. If that's possible before you know, spring arrived, and we don't see that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has been. Yeah, it does seem to be consistently less.
That's a good point. I mean, I grew up in Canada until I was in my 20s, and I remember winter being snow piled up to the rooftop, especially here in the Northeast. But listen, California right now, epic amounts of rain and
that's
snow.
True.
So they have been getting unheard of moisture for this time of year into the California coastline. The flooding has been unbelievable. The snow has been incredible, and we've seen the rescues happening on television with people stranded. So where one place isn't getting a lot of snow, another is.
Well, so let's bring it back to tonight's topic. We talk about travel on Tuesdays. Are there pockets of this that are going to be significant enough that you're going to see travel interruptions, whether it be here in New England or over on the other coast?
Oh, absolutely. The delays and cancellations are going to continue into tomorrow, because now, even though the snow might be winding down, the winds are picking up. So 40, 50, 60 mile per hour winds along the coast, including New York and Long Island and coastal Connecticut. You've got the flooding concerns with that onshore flow. And then, you know, the winds are going to cause power outages. We've already got tens of thousands of people without power in upstate New York and parts of New England.
Well, the idea is, if you're headed in any of those places, be really careful and just check ahead, I think, is the good advice. Janice, I know I know that New York is a difficult place. When I was moving here from Chicago to come to New York, I remembered most distinctly the first year I lived here, the difference was the weather. Got about as cold in both places, but in Chicago, the snow would come in September and it would pile up and get black and stay until April. And in New York, it would oftentimes wash away the next day and you'd have sunshine 2 days later, which is kind of cool. Anyway, Janice Dean of the Fox News Weather Center, thanks for being with us.
Thank you
so much. Nice to see you. Nice to be on with you.
You got it.
Thank
Kevin
you,
McCullough
you
and
too.
Linda Perillo coming right back.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Call in to the Joe Piscopo Show and let your voice be heard.
Hey, let me go to Tom in Boca Raton.
Your show is, in my opinion, the great American story. Joe Piscopo's father, the family, Al, everybody in your show. You guys put together a team. I love your show. Everybody's beautiful. We're very fortunate to have a great American story, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970. The Answer.
If I should take an ocean, drown myself into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, well, thanks for being here, and thanks for Janice Dean stopping by and giving us the what for. And Linda, I got to say it again. What is it with March? Like, everywhere else in the country, March is awesome. Crazy. But in the tri-state, March always reeks. Like, my daughter's birthday's on the 2nd. She's had snow on the ground almost every one of her 8 years that she's been alive. and you think you've made it. Once you get out of February, you kind of think, oh, well, we made it. Nope, not today. Not this month.
So my mom used to say to me all the time, March can either what? Come in like a lamb, go out like a lion. Come in like a lion, go out like a lamb. You know, it's that funny transition month is what it is, right? We have a little bit of winter, and then spring comes behind it. But listen, I don't like April that much either. I think April's a weird month too. I don't think you really get to spring until we get to May. So, you know, listen, March, Yogi Berra, never over till it's over.
That's
so
right.
That's what's weird. But listen, we didn't get much, and I kept my kids home today because I didn't want to travel to Bergen from Morris County, and I kept them home, and what a bust. I'm disappointed, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, we've had flakes fallen all day, but it hasn't really materialized into something super bad on the ground just yet. All right. Well, we are coming into that kind of season where, and my 10-year-old brought it up to me today. He's like, Dad, how long until spring break? And I was like, you're too young to care about spring break other than just getting the days off from school. You're not going to Florida anytime soon. What are you talking about? But there are some things that we want to make sure that we let people know. And one of them is if Mexico is your spring break destination, you might want to reconsider this year.
Listen, we've been talking about Mexico for a couple of weeks, right? So here's my take on Mexico, and here's what's in the news. My take on Mexico is there's always been some kind of caveat. Always, right?
Even if it's as little as don't drink the water, there's always caveats that come with Mexico.
Right, there's always a caveat. And a lot of it has to do, unfortunately, with their drug cartels, with violence, with the whole thing. But as Americans, we know that, and we should be smart when we travel there. And I do think that, you know, if you stay in an all-inclusive and you stay in a resort and you put yourself in a capsule and you don't move from there, you'll probably be okay. That's my guess. And the more touristy areas, like they were mentioning, like Riviera Maya and Cancun, are okay. But then there are the do not travel, which if you're going to travel to these, like I looked these up, like what are you doing there to begin with? Even if there was no travel warning, you shouldn't be there.
That's right.
Let's face it.
There's no good thing that comes out of Chihuahua. Like, you know.
not even the dog.
It's like parents used to say, there's no good thing that happens after 2 a.m. Well, there's no good thing that comes out of Jalisco or Durango or Baja California or Sonora or Morelos. Don't go to those places.
I mean, a lot of, like, even Baja, like they were talking about Baja, like Baja, that's Baja, California, right?
Right. That's where the Tijuana stretch is there.
Yeah. That's a level 3. Durango's a level 3. Level 4, you have Colina, Michoacán, you have Sinaloa, you have, Tamaulipas. Like, but guess what? Like, I've been alive for 55 years, been in the industry. I've never heard of any of these places. And I think there's a reason.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. What I'm curious in the Perillo household, when spring break would roll around, when you Perillo kids were running around, you wouldn't sneak to Italy and back in 1 week's time, would you?
Sometimes. I got to tell
you,
I got a full house today, Kevin. They're all busting on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Patrick's here working. I got my kids home.
What's up, Kev?
Yeah, we're on the air, Patrick. That's okay. So, but seriously, when you were
in Italy, listen, I would go for 4 days to go to Rome. I don't have a
really?
Problem with that at all.
The time change doesn't mess with you.
No,
something that's short.
I think it does. Listen, I have to tell you, when I was younger, I endured it better than I do now. As I've gotten older, it'll wreak havoc on your body a little bit.
Because you were talking to me a few weeks ago about, you know, planning the trip that I want to plan. And you were like, Kev, you really don't want to be there for less than this number of days because it takes you, you know, like a day to catch up and a day to catch up when you come back and so forth. So I thought, you know, that's good. I can't imagine going that far and then turn around and heading home just a couple of days later.
But, you know, we do it. And, you know, I do. I always feel like if you're going to travel that far, like Hawaii, you know, we have an 8-day, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? You're losing 3 days. That 8-day is going to turn into a 5-day, really. You know, you always have to count day one, especially with an overseas trip. You always have to count day one, And day, I'm just making this up, day 10, those are your two travel days. So how much do you really have on land, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but little, listen, life is short, Kev. Little jaunts are okay. Rome for a long weekend. I've been trying to get Patrick to do this. You know, even just to go and recoup and come back, it's all good. Should you go there for like 12 days, 2 weeks? Absolutely. Without a doubt.
And that's assuming the budget allows such a thing. Well,
right.
It is.
We're not talking about the budget. We're talking about no budget.
That's, yeah. Well, if millions fell from the sky, I'd go anywhere and stay as long as I wanted to. That's the trick of all of it. That's why later in the Perillo's pointers, Linda's going to have some more direct practical helps for you in that regard. But some spring break, because we are like, I know my, and like there's a degree of like you want to give the kids like a nice break from what they've been going through. But in places like where we live, and on days in March and April where it's rainy or snowy or cold or yuck, like these days are right now, it just seems to me to be the desire is to go somewhere. Most of us are not going to be able to. And then you're just stuck at home for those days. It doesn't seem like much of a spring break for, I guess, the people that can't really escape the current climate.
Well, there's a reason they call it spring break. Like you're getting a break from the winter and, the winter doldrums. And that's like, historically, that's where that week, that midwinter break week, President's Week, yep. It's to really, I believe, help.
But where'd all that 50 degree February weather go? Like these last couple of days, I'm like, what's this about?
That was like weird. I agree with you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I'm very affected by weather. Very affected by weather. I should not be living where I'm living. I need to be in Florida all year.
Well, if you go to Florida, then that'll be my last friend that moved out and left, because everybody
Look
else is already
see?
Gone. So please don't go just yet. So what else? I mean, in terms of spring break, you're a mom, 8 kids. What were some of the best spring break things you did when they were growing up?
I got to be honest with you. We were hardcore Disney. We always did Disney. I've done Hawaii as a family too a few times. It's a long trip. It's a very long trip. And
that's longer than going to Italy. I mean, you go in the other direction.
It is. Yeah. It's on the outbound. It's 12 coming back. It could be 13. And maybe sometimes you break it up and you stop or whatever, but it's a long trip. And I think that's a deterrent, unfortunately. Yeah. And Hawaii is absolutely gorgeous. Once you get there, you love it. But, I've done a lot. I am a huge fan as a mom, all inclusive, do an all inclusive, pay it up front, forget about it, go there, eat, drink, play, do whatever you got to do and forget about it.
All right. Coming right back, more Travel Night here on Radio Night Live.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting crews rushed to repair a levee break on a storm-swollen river in California's Central Coast as yet another atmospheric river arrived Monday with the potential to wallop the state's swamped farmland and agricultural communities. In Pajaro, California, evacuee Andres Garcia says his home is likely destroyed by floodwaters.
We live like 7 houses away from the river, and the water level says like 6 feet, right? 7, probably. So we probably lost everything.
The largely Latino farm worker community there is already struggling to find food with so many roads and businesses closed in the storm's aftermath. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 336 points, the NASDAQ rose 239, the S&P 500 advanced 64, oil down to $71.33 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best.
Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Oh, if you could only see the air bass playing and the air singing that goes on in the breaks to the hot sardines. We are stars in our own mind, Linda. I'm telling you, we would make such a wonderful team. If nobody saw us, we'd be awesome. It'd be so great.
That's it.
But who's talking about your brother? I'm kidding.
I'm not talking about him.
There we go.
At all.
All right. Well, I heard, so a little station business, his name came up in the staff meeting today, because I guess you're going to start doing your own show here or something or whatever. And was texting Mr. Volpe from Jordan. And I was like, oh, wow. And there was a joke that was made about, well, you know, if they don't see eye to eye on this, it's going to be an uncomfortable Thanksgiving. I was like, who needs Thanksgiving? Just wait till he's on the show the next time. And I just sit in the middle and let Linda sit on one side and Steve go on the other and have at it.
We never see eye to eye. 55 years and I've never seen eye to eye with my brother. So Thanksgiving.
Except for this. You believe.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
And except for the idea that you both agree that Italy's awesome and that you've made a life of telling people about that, which is pretty cool. But speaking of travel updates, there's a lot of stuff people need to know if they're setting their sights on traveling, particularly abroad, for the next couple of months. And Forbes had some interesting info out. Run it down for us.
So, listen, again, we go back to our old pain in the COVID. Right? 3 years. So I just saw this the other day. We marked our 3 year anniversary of shutdown in March, in our area anyway. And, you know, it's amazing how what has evolved, what has come from this panic, and where we are as far as travel. Because we tried to travel during COVID or a little bit into the pandemic, and we could not. There were masks, there were vaccines, there was testing in the airport. Remember that? There was all kinds of stuff. And now, poof, through the magic of, I don't know, social media, through the magic of, oh, let's move on to the next tragedy. There are no more restrictions for Americans to travel. No mask requirements, no testing. I will say this, though, after reading this article in Forbes, that we are really required to be vaccinated. They don't want you if you're not vaccinated. And I really think that's kind of across the board. The mask is optional. we require all returning citizens to have a regular COVID test coming back into the country from China, shocker, Hong Kong, Macau, you know, because we travel to those places so frequently. the Caribbean's okay. They're okay with us. We're okay with them. There's one island, though, that does have restrictions still on American citizens, believe it or not, is the most beautiful Turks and Caicos. And I think they may still be requiring some testing. They seem to be the toughest on us. But Latin America, we don't have any restrictions at all. Europe, there's no restrictions. Now, there is going to be the European Travel Info and Authorization System, ETIAS. Okay. And once that's up and running, as in typical European fashion, nothing happens on time. And if the Italians are running it, we may see it in like 6 years. All travelers must be registered, and their credentials will be valid for 3 years, which is very interesting. So that's going to go into your passport system once this thing gets up and running, so that you can travel through Europe. And you have to remember, with the EU, we have no borders, right? So it's going to kind of streamline getting into all these countries, which I think in the end is probably going to be a good thing. So that's it. Africa, Asia, Japan, Indonesia, we're clear. We're nothing. So that's really good.
Well, and I don't understand how you can offer credentials for a full 3 years. What if, so you're clean when you get the credentials. What if you catch COVID like 2 weeks after you get your 3 year credentials? Like what?
Listen, I thought of that too.
A lot of this is just kind of goofy.
Well, I think what they're looking for is, first of all, it's a Band-Aid, right? There's a sob here. We say, you know what? We made them register and we know they're in the system. But if you're vaccinated, you can still get COVID. So, you know, you're right. It's kind of a weird thing because you can still get COVID if you're vaccinated, and you can still get other strains of other things, flus and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I think they want to make sure, hey, you know what? We didn't let anybody into our countries that weren't vaccinated. And again, you go back to the fact that the EU is borderless. So once you let one person into France, that person can get into Italy. That person can, you know, can get into Switzerland and blah, blah, blah. So they kind of have to protect a whole slew of countries.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Well, she's Linda Perillo. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's Travel Night. We've still got some interesting things to discuss, like maybe where some of the best places to travel yet in 2023. And a little bit later on, Perillo's pointers, when to eat and whether to remove shoes and why other things might happen when you're on the plane. Anyway, stay with us. It's Travel Night, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline. Sound too good to be true? It's not. You can say I do, all with gorgeous views of the New York City skyline in the distance on board the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals who can provide you with wedding cruise event planning services every step of the way. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today. Your guests will dine in style on the main deck, sky deck, and lounge deck with 360-degree views of the Manhattan skyline. The Atlantis of New York Cruises is the perfect venue for corporate events, weddings, engagement and anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs, you name it. Call 212-633-1231 to book your unforgettable event today or visit newyorkcruises.com.
I want this to be the day you change your life. You know how you can change your life if you've been struggling with extra weight like I have almost my entire adult life? Maybe you're going to get to the place where I am, where you'll learn how to lose the weight, how to keep the weight off, how to never be hungry, how to enter fat burn, get rid of that visceral belly fat. Of course, I'm going to tell you about PhD weight loss and nutrition. It is extraordinary. Dr. Ashley Lucas is a genius. I've had her on the show a number of times. I'm so grateful that I found this amazing program. I've lost over 50 pounds, kept it off, and know how to eat. I know exactly what to do because PhD is with you for life. You start out with their food, about 80% if you want. Then you transition to your own food. I'm in maintenance, and I'm still at 174, 175 after I started at 226 pounds. Make the phone call. Book the appointment. 864-644-1900. Schedule your consultation. 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas sees a way to save this country.
This platform, my platform, is relatively small, but I believe that God has given this to me to speak the truth as I'm able to see the truth and to help us process what we're going through in this country and in the world. So I want to ask you to share what you can share, because each of you has a voice.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Perillo Tours is starting their 78th year in business. Join me, Jersey Joe, on a special Perillo tour to Italy. Steve Perillo and I have put together a very special Rome and Sicily customized tour. Three nights in Rome, plenty of time to see the most important sights, and a private dinner performance by yours truly. Next, fly to Sicily for three nights in Taormina with special day trips along the coast, including Savoca and Forza d'Agro for sights of actual filming events from iconic Godfather scenes, a wonderful wine tasting at Mount Etna, and then on to Palermo for three additional nights before flying home. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515. Tell them you want to fly away with Joey to Sicily, baby. 800-431-1515 or visit PerilloTours.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, and I just want to say that, all kidding aside, Steve Perillo, the entire team at PerilloTours.com are the place where you want to go and you want to start your journey. You want to get knowledgeable about what you're doing and how to prepare and plan the right trip. There are all kinds of resources at PerilloTours.com, not the least of which, Linda Perillo, is this thing called IVAC that you were telling me about. But before we get to our next topic, why don't you just do a little plug for what the IVAC service is? Because it really is quite something.
It is. And listen, before we do that, I got to blow a kiss to my boy, Joe Piscopo, because he is doing another tour with us in October. Yeah. So, you know, we want to get all the AM 970 groupies, Joe groupies, to come on this trip with us in October. So PerilloTours.com, give us a buzz, and you can travel with Joe. And can I tell you, I did that trip with Joe before pandemic, and it was fabulous. It was so much fun. I loved it. I loved it.
I think
him.
That was the very first one he did.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was.
And he and Steve did a little musical treat for all the people traveling.
Oh, fabulous.
On that trip.
I have him on my camera, on my phone. And every once in a while, I'm blue, I play Joe.
There you go.
But PerilloTours.com, right? So we're known for group travel, really, is how we started. But we have IVAC, which is ItalyVacations.com. And we call those FITs in the biz. An FIT is an individualized travel plan. So we can do that for you, too. So we have specialized agents that will work with you to plan an individual itinerary. And we can do anything you want. And that's what we're trying to do for you, Deb.
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now for my 20th wedding anniversary and taking the lovely bride to a place that she's been to without me and I've never been to. And then she's never been to the part of Italy that we want to go to. So it's been so easy to work with the people so far. And you can get to the IVAC page by going to PerilloTours.com. It's right there at the top. You just click on the link and it'll take you over to it. But you've got some. What I liked about it, Linda, is that there's some pre, like, starter kits, basically, is what they are. They're like trips that are kind of already kind of pieced together, but then you engage with the agent and you can like add pieces to it and take it away. But you can kind of get a skeleton of something that looks really good and then add to it, which is, I think, where all the customization comes in. And, you know, when I'm getting notes back from the agent saying, you know, would you like a luxury hotel or a boutique hotel? You know, it's two completely different types of experiences. But guess who knows which one's best in each place that we're going? The Perilla Tours people. So you gotta work with them. You gotta work with them. All right. Speaking of places to go in 2023, where are what some people are saying are the best for this year?
Well, can I tell you what an odd list? Because I would never have picked like 90% of these places. And you know what the shocker is? You have places like Poland, right? Western Australia, Liverpool. The Fab Four, the birth of, oh my God, Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Charleston, South Carolina, Vilnius, Lithuania, Fiji, Manaus, Brazil, Thessaloniki, Greece, Rwanda, Gothenburg, Sweden, United Arab Emirates, which doesn't surprise me, Laos doesn't surprise me, Gruyere, Switzerland. I don't love Switzerland, but I like Gruyere cheese, so I'm good with that. You know what the shocker was? You ready, Kev? Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Not at this time of year.
Us on the same list as Fiji. How does that happen? I'm not really sure.
That is really weird.
Bogota, Colombia. I mean, crazy. Nepal, Tanzania, Cairo, Egypt.
Okay.
Naoshima, Japan, probably not saying it right. I'm not Asian.
Naoshima, yeah, you're saying it right.
Okay, Osaka, Mexico, Ottawa, Canada, and Uganda. And then we got to go back to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's crazy. Now, see, Charleston, Charleston, I understand. I've done South Carolina, and I tell you, people don't know this about Charleston, but it is a foodie capital. If you like really great food and, you know, lots of chefs doing lots of different varieties on things, because you think about where it's located, and you're on the East Coast. You've got a lot of Southern influence from the traditional American South, but you've also got a lot of former African influence from the culture that was there. And Charleston was a huge slave port. In fact, one of the slavery museums is there in Charleston. And you would think that it is it would be an area of great racial tension and divide. Actually, I find everybody there to be really super friendly. And it's just one of those places. It's just a lovely place to go to, and you can learn a lot of. But their wine and food festival is really, really good. And so I get Charleston, Minneapolis. That's a weird one for me. Like, what do you want to study? Viking history and American culture? Like,
that's a stretch. You know, listen, that's one of those things that I look at. Listen, it's probably beautiful. I have family out in Minnesota, but it's one of those things where you say, you know, did the Minneapolis Tourist Board like throw a bone to them?
Yeah, did they?
Like, really? Like,
here's a few bucks. Can we get mentioned?
Yeah, that's it. Come on.
A little payola in the CNN travel section. What's interesting? You mentioned Western Australia. On April 20th, there's going to be a total solar eclipse that will be visible from the northwestern edge. So if you were thinking about going down there this spring, you could experience something quite intriguing. And they're going to have all kinds of things set up around it, including a 3-day dark sky festival. But there's a lot of other things to see there too. And Liverpool, England, like I would have never thought of Liverpool itself as like the place to go. But certainly
the birthplace of the Beatles, if you want that. But listen, the disappointment in Italy not being there. Italy would take over.
Italy didn't have one. They didn't have one mention on this list.
Nothing. They want to send them to Switzerland. Ooh, snobby little Switzerland. Instead of our happy Italiani that want to feed you all the time.
I would think that Rome deserves a mention if Thessaloniki, Greece, gets on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Rwanda. Come on. I mean,
Rwanda.
Maybe Rwanda's changed a lot, but my picture of Rwanda is the Clinton administration when he's standing there doing press conferences, talking about how we're going to help, and then they're showing the footage of the bodies falling off of the waterfall behind him. Like, it was kind of just kind of weird.
Listen, it's things have changed.
Sign me up, baby. Can't be held back from there. All right, so. And, you know, I might point out that Nick found this on CNN Travel, so maybe consider the source even.
I found it. I sent him all the articles.
Oh, you found. Oh, well, then I blame you.
That's my Sunday fun day. You said it. What am I doing? Patrick is doing his stuff, and I'm doing
that's
this.
That's right. That's right. All right. When we come back, Perilla's pointers for the week. Don't go away.
What are you doing this fall? Would you like to go to Italy with yours truly, Jersey Joe? Where are we going? Well, let me tell you. Rome, Catania, Taormina, Savoca, Forza d'Agro, Mount Etna, Palermo. That's Rome and Sicily, baby, for 9 full days. What a trip. We're going to have a ball, enjoy wonderful food, and taste classic Italian wine at Mount Etna and see some actual sights used in iconic Godfather scenes. It's a trip you'll remember for years to come. If all goes well, you may even be treated to the best entertainment team since Martin and Lewis, Piscopo, and Perillo. Have your cameras ready. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515 to secure your reservation now on this very limited tour before it sells out. Go online, please, to PerilloTours.com.
This is Dottie Herman, host of Ion Real Estate on AM 970, The Answer. Listen, I just discovered a new line of skincare products that I have to tell you about. I have tried many products that have been on the market for many years, so that's why I'm so excited about Hempleaf. The Vanilla Passion Skin Cream is soft, and the scent is so calming. The feel of my skin, well, it's just amazing. It's not at all greasy, and I can feel my skin perking up. The black soap was the most amazing surprise. It's smooth and creamy and makes my skin feel soft and hydrated. I am really looking forward to trying the rest of the product line and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit us at www.hempleaf.com. That's www.hempleaf.com. Enter the word Dottie at checkout and receive 10% off. You're going to love it.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. The MyPillow 2.0 offers a brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. The new fabric dissipates heat and humidity to create a cooling sensation to maintain a cooler surface temperature. MyPillow knows core body temperature plays a big role in how well you sleep. The new fabric technology helps regulate your body temperature throughout the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Machine washable and dryable with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee and made in the USA. Just go to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0, 800-651-0798.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Well, the weather will be somewhat nasty if you get out of the city and head north. So be careful the rest of this week. And if you're flying to the West Coast, just expect delays because they're going to be there. But Linda, aside from that, there are some pointers that you can give us on travel in general tonight. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about long-haul secrets and what you can do to eliminate some of the things that could happen to you on a long-haul flight. So we're talking like overseas, 7 hours or more, blah, 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 blah. You very easily get dehydrated. Don't allow yourself to get dehydrated. Take advantage of drinks. A lot of these airlines will give you bottled water, and there's a reason for that. You want to remain hydrated. Very easy to get dehydrated from the altitude, and also too from the cabin that's pressurized.
And if you can, don't drink a lot of alcohol. Like, that contributes to
your, you gotta pay for it now, Kevin. Unless you're in first class, you can pay. Nobody wants it. So the things that will bother you the most are ears, sinuses, and because your ears and your sinuses are connected, that's why you will get a pressure headache, and that's why your ears can bother you also from the pressure. So you need to really think about maybe taking something before you leave, especially if you have a cold or congestion, because it will only get worse from the pressure of the altitude. Be very, very aware of blood clots, especially if you're overweight, you have diabetes, or, you know, age. You really need to move your legs around, or try and get up and move around the cabin if you can, because blood clots are real. Support hose, good idea. Those things, they choke the heck out of your calves, man, but they work. And then, hello, the other caveats, jet lag, radiation, and COVID. Listen, radiation, whatever, dude. If you're that afraid of radiation, just don't live. It's all over the place. COVID, you could get sick. Right? You could also get the flu. You could also get a cold. All right. Wear your mask if you're that, you know, nervous about it. Jet lag, that bothers me more than anything. So you have to, again, hydrate. You have to eat. You got to try and sleep while you're on the plane. And listen, sometimes you can't avoid the jet lag, especially when there's a time change. And most of the time when you're on those long haul flights, there's a big time change. So
yeah,
there you have it, Kev.
That's some good stuff. Friends, if you're flying particularly to Australia or Hawaii from New York, those are long, long flights. You want to pay attention to that stuff. And even if you're going to Europe or, you know, Italy or any of those places, much shorter flights, but you still want to make sure you're well taken care of. Linda, always a pleasure to spend some time with you on a Tuesday night. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kev. See you next
Got
week.
It. And for more information about those great options, make sure you go to perillatours.com. I like the IVAC service. I've just started using it. I'm going to get it all put together and hopefully give my bride a trip of a lifetime. Tomorrow we talk wellness. Thursday we are talking legal issues. And Friday we're back with fun for your weekend. Don't miss any more Radio Night Live this week.
Peace out.
So what's the good? Scheming, I know I must be dreaming, and I don't stand the ghost of a chance.